All right, read.
And
now don't get on the third in Joshua the Messiah. Now what do you think of somebody? Just read.
Now we got this story. And when you say to God, how long ago?
About 8 years ago.
He was thinking and thinking that if you weren't back then, and that in a tough part of time, when God was seeking out the Holy Spirit, you didn't get no Holy Spirit.
That's not true, it's right. Well, I do know.
Mercy unto you.
Mercy unto you.
And peace.
And peace.
And love.
And love.
Be multiplied.
Be multiplied.
Be us when I get it all.
Be love, not a tear. We're going to get real careful about it.
Give it all to
him. Right. Right or not, Freddy? But you have everything in love. You have everything to buy. Well, you come living in the city, you become in the city. And I don't change the face of the moment.
That's right.
Then began Jerusalem, then Judea, and Samaria, and then all the other parts of the world. The Son did the gospel and all the world. Is that not
right? Right. Mm-hmm.
Now let Judea out like that. He's right there. And he's saying, when I gave all good, I'm real careful about the man. Read.
It was needful for me to write.
Now look, it was necessary. If you could have been writing, had been necessary. You see? Now you follow me. Well, what caused it to be necessary? Read.
And exhort you that you
should. And exhort you that you should.
Earnestly
that you still earnestly contend
for the faith
which was once in you.
And to the Son.
Now you say, sure. Yeah. And I'm being real personal about what I'm saying. And I'm saying this back at that way to start it.
Now, what is happening up there? You haven't got to do it.
All right. Read it on.
For there are certain men.
For there are certain men.
That
men
unaware.
That men unaware. Next thing you know, you found him up the book. Now, don't you see that? Now, look at this. We're talking about you.
That's right.
You're talking about you. Are you following what I'm talking about? Now, what I mean by work.
There's a word contained in the law and the point of the Lord.
That man is turning the body! What do you mean, Rick? It's unmerited. You aren't worthy of it at all. And you never even live in a sin.
That's why I told about Adam sitting back there in the cabin there.
Wasn't
doing
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm.
Now here is something wrong. You put the right back in that state. Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But that's getting there. Mm-hmm. And it's got to the truth, I say!
He's got to be
working. What are you afraid?
That's what you've done. Mm-hmm. And you made him out of luck. Yeah, okay. You're a wicked man. Mm-hmm.
So he decided to come into full fear. Mm-hmm. What had he meant to do? Now here you come in. Saw him alive. He said he'd come into school for and you knew me out of the way, and you know it is. He used to say, he that too. He said he wasn't over to them no more. That's in the book.
That was the last step. You say no.
You said what I'm talking about? You still stand on it. You can talk.
What a wicked man!
That all these natural things back here point to the spiritual things. Mm-hmm. He took the natural to point to the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And he's still in the natural, he's a wicked man. Mm-hmm. Turning his foot into a bunch of stupidity and fools.
Well, you can't find nobody. You can't find an armor. Well, Yahweh, ever did say anything to a Gentile about getting down on somewhere from the side of the way? That ain't even an armor.
And it's not even in the armor now. But you was invited to the party. You're saying Jesus said to us to take me. You're lying on me. You didn't say that. Mm-hmm. He said, go out and baptize in the water in the name. He didn't say that. Mm-hmm. That's not in the armor. Mm-hmm. I know this story.
Mm-hmm. I was not a person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Did I do it all? Fall off me like a fool. Stand for two. You know, just like you. Stop me, you know. That's how the kid is going to run into a place for you. You don't know what you're doing.
That's right. That's a good guy.
But I believe in you, George.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Henry. And he was wrong.
You better follow that brother. You don't see any trouble. You walk.
than others did. Mm-hmm. Go on down a little further.
I will therefore put you in remembrance.
Now, he said, I will therefore put you in remembrance.
Though
you once knew.
Now
that's the reason why Paul said the thing that you did. Mm-hmm. You are a bold pastor. Listen any time you have a gift. And a little spirit laying up among you. Whatever money think is fine. That's why I put my heart and soul out to these people that are here in this place. I'm supposed to know something about Yahweh. God can do it out there in the perfect. There ain't nowhere else that you go. That is more than that. He said, are you wrong what I'm saying? Now, if this people thought that truthfully was the Holy Spirit of Yahweh in John speaking through this Bible, they will obey.
Right.
That's right. The evidence
don't read,
don't
read. That's the
truth. And I'm not going around letting you up in front of you what you're doing and all like that. You know what I mean? I feel that what I didn't want to read on them.
How about Yahweh?
And said, he don't say on that thing. And said, out of the man that is.
Afterwards
destroyed him that didn't breathe. Let me ask one of getting down to it now. After saying that I was a man that is. Off the Mount Sinai. The man was trembled, and even Moses trembled in Israel. Y'all ain't shaking the
earth.
Y'all ain't shaking the earth now. Let's break the earth with you. You still won't knock back in the damn food.
That's the truth.
Reserved to the judgment, the angel of sin, that where he was going. But it doesn't happen in one fell. But look, let me tell you something about that. Then all satanic spirits, just what stand up. To cast them satanic spirits or them devils that has been cast out of him, cast them out of me. I'm talking about before he died, too. And it was cast down to hell. That's the reason I tell you, it's sitting right in hell now.
They be the son of Yahweh and not the son of Israel. I want to get both. You see what I'm talking about?
We know.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah.
And the cities about them.
Yes, we know.
Like them, and giving themselves over to fornication.
Yeah, see that?
And going after strange flesh.
Yes.
Now this
is now they're an example, they're types themselves. Sodom and Gomorrah, you know where they are in the bottom of the deal. Before Abraham gets out of that. Abraham tried to make a bargain. He always confronted him with destroyed by fire. He didn't find a bargain. He didn't meet. They got to keep some of those coming out of that narrow. Just read this down, or just something down on that page.
That is, just read on down here.
Yet much of the other.
Yet much.
When contending with the other.
Yeah, when contending with the other. Now, wait just a minute. Hold it. Now, Moses.
Yeah.
they put them up in Mount Sanctuary. And help do that before they were to do it. I do say, you have a pretty good one.
Set up here in the universe, as if all of it
testifies of him, see, then that shows you right there that you've been fooled. You understand?
And we're coming down to the place where we're going to be, where we're going to be, what did we do, God?
Pass. As you pass from death unto life,
that's right.
You understand? Or whether we're saved. Mm-hmm. You understand? Our thing has been right up under our noses all the time. Mm-hmm. See? But we didn't know about it, you see. It took somebody that, well, it took Yahweh himself to come along and tell you about it. And all these things we have brought out down here in the school, we have taken the things that are manifested in the universe.
That's right.
Things you have looked at all your life to prove the existence of Yahweh.
That's right.
See? And brought them right out to your consciousness. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in your life, you're looking head on at the thing as it is and as it actually is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How many of you women have had a baby? Now all of us come the same process, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of us got here the same age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every one of us had a mother or a father. Mm-hmm. Okay? But now, just tell the truth about it. Now, before you came into this class, even though you had a dozen babies, you didn't know anything about a physical birth nor a fourth of a spiritual birth. Now, did you? As common as childbirth is, you didn't know nothing about it. Okay? You didn't know, just like it said there in the 139th vision of Paul. You didn't know about how a child was formed in the womb. Yeah, what it was typified. But yet still, it was all the time. Every one of us started all without any particular shape and form of substance, you see, red, white material. Masculine and feminine, when the two species were mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that state, or from that beginning, you took on shape and form in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we were still in invisibility, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we come on through the loins of our mother, and we're manifested in a physical manifestation. Can you deny that?
No.
If you don't remember when it happened to you, at least you've seen it and heard about it happening to somebody else, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how commonplace is that?
Everyday
thing. Did you see how many times the thing has to be repeated before we catch on? You get right down to the bare fact of it. We're just not quite so
smart.
Because Yahweh has repeated these things over.